on the aforementioned G&M Family Market phone line by our friend Jerry Monteux from beautiful downtown Ellsworth, Maine. Jerry, how are you, sir?
Get your growlers filled. I like the way that sounds, boys.
Yeah, isn't that a lovely way to kick off your weekend?
Yeah, I have no idea what it means, but I love it. I actually do know what it means, but I love it. Hey, how you doing? You're very much in luck, by the way, and I'll tell you why. Mm-hmm. I guess we're going to talk socks, right?
Yes, probably.
Well, I had a lot of time to do a lot of thinking over the past week. I was up north doing some hiking, hanging out with my moose friends. I love moose, and moose love me.
Of course they do, yes.
As you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I am ready for I'm ready for action, and I've got a lot of thoughts for you. So go ahead, ask me anything.
Do you still like this team? Because I'm tiring of them quickly.
No, last time I was on the air, I told you I hated them, and I still do. There's so much to hate about this team. so much to hate. For instance, what's going on with our late inning relief corps?
Ugh.
All of a sudden, they're pitching like you.
Yes. Yeah. Although
that's it's not good. I do have a solution though. We're giving up way too many home runs.
Yes.
Right. But I do have a solution. Again, I've done a lot of thinking out on the trail. So here's the deal.
Yeah.
Too many home runs being given up by our relief corps. So what do? We got to build a bigger wall.
Oh.
Okay? Bigger wall. And you say, well, if you build a wall, who's going to pay for that wall?
Yankees?
Well, I'll tell you who's going to pay for that wall.
Yes.
The pitchers are going to pay for the wall.
Yes. I like that.
Okay?
Yeah.
We build a wall, and the pitchers will pay for it.
And you can assure that you can make them pay for that.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. There's no question in my mind. I promise you that I will make the pitchers pay for the wall. We will not pay for the wall. They will pay for the wall.
Is it going to be a good wall?
It's going to be the best wall you've ever seen. The best wall ever. Because I know walls.
I would say from what I've seen the last week or two, it needs to be a very tall wall.
The tallest. The tallest and best wall ever. And the relief pitchers will pay for it. Mark my words.
All right. So we've solved that. That's one problem taken care of. I like
certainly,
that.
Certainly. Certainly.
All right. What's another problem that you
well,
need
you know,
to address?
You know, this has been a problem throughout baseball history. Pitchers throwing at batters' heads. And then fights break out. Well, here's the solution.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody in the dugout gets a gun.
Okay.
All right, I guarantee that's the last time any pitcher is going to throw at a batter's head. You watch what happens. Everybody gets a gun.
Well, so you're suggesting that more guns would actually keep us safer.
Well, what are you, some kind of a liberal? Yeah.
Walls, more guns. This is going deep end quick.
Okay. Where are we going next, Jerry?
I'm thinking of somebody for president of baseball operations in Boston.
Okay.
Someone who would be the best president of baseball operations ever. I think you know who I'm talking about. Just picture Donald Trump as the president of baseball operations in Boston. Just mull that one over. I'd just like to get your opinion.
I'm a little frightened and yet intrigued because I know he's a wheeler and a dealer. He knows the art of the deal. Maybe he could make some good trades.
Not just good trades, Rich. The best trades. All right, boys. Let's move on. No, but seriously, I told you a few weeks ago I hate the way this team. I can't stand it at the moment. I mean, yes, they can hit, but they can't out-hit every team every time. You got to stop the other guys, and it's just not happening. It's so tough to watch.
It's bad when the guy you feel most confident about is the nearly 30-year-old, or maybe he's 30 by now, knuckleballer.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. Although David Price has pitched awfully well.
Oh, yes.
But, you know, we got two pitchers. Porcello's he's a crapshoot when he goes out there
mm-hmm.
now. And there's just nobody else. So if you're Dave Dombrowski, what do you do? I was looking on the World Wide Web today, and there doesn't seem to be a lot of starting pitching out there to be had. This frightens me, Rich.
No, there's not a lot out there. And if that other guy we talked about were the president of baseball operations, I would strongly recommend his first move would be to deport Clay Buchholz.
There you go. What did you call him the last time we were on? What, Weasel? Weasel face?
Yes, yeah, so, yeah, I did.
Yeah. It was rat face.
Rat face. I think it was just rat
face.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Oh, this is just going to be a long season. And, you know, they had that 10-game homestand. They went, what, 4-6? And I don't think it gets much easier the rest of the way, boys.
No. It's frustrating because it was looking so good for a while. Now, if there's a plus side to all this, the rest of the division seems to stink, too.
Yeah, that is a plus. There's nobody in the American League that frightens me. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. They could squeak into the playoffs and make some noise. How surprised would you be if at the end of this season David Ortiz said, "You know what? Changed my mind. I'm coming back."
Well, nothing would surprise me with him. In some ways, he's having such a great year. You don't want to see it end, but it just, you know, after it's never going to end as well as this.
Is it a good thing that he goes out having one of the best years he's ever had?
I think so. Don't you?
I don't know. I just hate to lose him. But then again, if he comes back next year and hits 220, you know, you're right.
But how much fun is it going to be to have a summer of a guy that's, you know, putting up MVP-type numbers on a team that's struggling consistently?
Yeah.
No fun.
Well, one of the shining lights, you know, Bogarts and Betts and Ortiz, and that's pretty much it.
We're talking with Jerry Montour here on Downtown. Let's get away from baseball because, clearly, I can sense your blood pressure rising.
Yes,
over the phone.
Yes.
Let's talk about another subject that we danced around last time, and that was golf and the PGA Tour. And last weekend, what an awesome move by the USGA in the midst of the U.S. Open to tell Dustin Johnson, there might be a penalty stroke. We're not going to let you know till later.
Man, it's just more of the same with the USGA. I honestly don't understand the decision-making process. I mean, what did you think of that? It was mind-boggling to me.
Oh, it was horrible. Make the decision. If you want to penalize him, do it then. Golf is a game where your approach to each shot is dependent on the scoreboard in many ways, and if your lead is one stroke as opposed to two, you play things differently.
Oh, there's no question about that. There's a major difference in your approach. I mean, you want to be conservative with a two-shot lead. A one-shot lead, maybe a little less conservative. If you're tied for the lead, go for it. You know, it was absolutely absurd, and he's got every reason in the world to be as upset as possible.
Hey, I wanted to ask you about this too, because I know you covered a lot of tennis in your time. Is Djokovic getting the credit, the recognition that he deserves for what's a pretty remarkable feat?
No, absolutely not, because he's not a pretty boy. You know, and he's quite frankly pretty boring, but he's awesome.
Yeah.
It's just too bad that's just the way it is. You know, I mean, this is a television driven, talk show driven, reality show driven, life we live in now. And he's not photogenic. He's not somebody he's not a cover boy, you know? So yeah, he doesn't get the recognition he deserves. He's an incredible player.
We're talking with Jerry Montour here on Downtown. Do you have a TV yet, Jerry?
Oh, of course I have a television.
Oh, yeah.
It just isn't plugged in.
Oh, well, all right.
Yeah. No, I'm relegated to watching any game at my friend Springer's house. And get this, guys. He's got a TV, but it's SD.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Is it black and white, too?
Might as well be. Might as well just be out on the porch or something. Watch it through a screen door.
Uh-huh.
Yikes.
I know it's a busy time of year at the gallery. What have you got going there in Main Street in Ellsworth, by the way?
Well, I just got back from my trip up north, and I literally have 600 shots of moose to go through. That's the problem when you go out there with your digital cameras. You come back with hundreds and hundreds of images, and then it takes you forever to go through them. It's like Sophie's Choice, too, you know, because they're all, in my opinion, so many are good. I don't know which ones to keep, which ones to delete, so I wind up keeping every one of them. But I got a lot of moose. If you like moose, now's the time.
My favorite animal is the moose. I love the moose.
I love the moose. The moose are put together by a committee. They're awesome.
How are the tourists when, because this is prime tourist season, how are they when they stop into the gallery?
Here's what they like. They like moose, they like puffins, they like landscapes, and but here's the question I get most often. How can I get that shot? And then they pull out their iPhone. Then I have to explain to them, well, with that, you actually have to be up the moose's ass to get that shot. So good luck with that. Or go out and spend $10,000 on decent equipment.
There you go. Do you have people who come in the gallery and say, hey, weren't you on Spin City?
Yes. That's the second most frequent question I get. Yes, absolutely, Rich. You knucklehead. Go away.
No, but how many episodes did you do?
I did two.
Yeah.
Yep. I did two. And I'll tell you what. Acting is the easiest thing I've ever done in my life. Now, maybe that's the only the reason I only did two, but it was so easy and so much fun. I was really hoping I could do more of it, but no.
Sorry to hear that. I mean,
you would have loved it. You would have loved it.
I don't. I've never done TV acting. I can't sitting around. A lot of sitting around time, isn't there?
Yeah. There is. There is. But a lot of people fawning over you, too, which is important.
I love the fawning, yeah. People can do more of that, but I'm not good. I'm not a patient man.
Mm-hmm. Well, you pretty much have to be, or else you're not going to act. But it was really cool because not only, I think I mentioned this, I got to hang out with Heather Locklear, who was, that's not terrible duty.
Oh, no, you
know?
No.
No, it's not. But she, you know, didn't pay a whole lot of attention to me, which bothered me. She looked at me like I was an extra. You know what that feels like?
Yes, sadly I do. Yes.
Yeah. So it was a pretty much a one-sided relationship. You know what I mean?
I do. I understand completely. Now, on your trip up north, can you reveal where you were, or was it a secret location?
Well, I can tell you the general location was Baxter State Park. Mm-hmm. And in and around Baxter State Park, but if I obviously I would have to kill you if I told you exactly where it was.
But prime moose sighting territory.
Oh yeah, some close encounters too. It was really neat. In fact, it's a good story for you. I was with another photographer, and he was at another location, and he decided to sit back and just wait. There's a lot of waiting involved when you're photographing moose. And at this one particular spot, it was sunny and hot, and he was with another fella, a guy he didn't know. And so my friend, the other photographer, decided to take a little nap, and he put his head back, and a moose came up to his location, just walked into the pond, and he was about 20 feet away. And the other fellow looks at him and he goes, "Hey, camera guy, is that moose good enough for you?"
Only in Maine.
Only in Maine.
I love it. Stop in and see Jerry. I'll be doing that as soon as we get a little time and can head down to the coast. The Montu Gallery, located on Main Street in beautiful downtown Ellsworth, Maine. Jerry, pleasure to talk with you. I hope we released some of those frustrations in regard to the Red Sox, so you can relax a little bit.
Yeah. It's okay now. You guys are great hosts. In fact, you're the best. There's nobody better than you. Nobody.
Yeah,
you are the best host ever.
Not buying any of that, but I'm gonna put it somewhere in a promo.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jerry.
Okay, bye-bye.